Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That was a good start right there.
Whoa.
That was incredibly... That's the loudest nose blow.
And he was 3 feet off Mike.
I have ever heard in the history of nose
when
blows.
When you travel, you get stuffed up, fellas.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We have to lay that in post.
You think? I think it's a wonderful moment.
Didn't you see me? You passed me the paper towels.
I thought you spilled something.
Yeah, I think I'd be a little more animated than that.
Really?
Yeah, because I'd be like freaking out.
All right. Well, did you see me hear the mics on?
No.
Well,
I said my friend
I guess
Bob,
we're both at fault.
My friend Bob Rob is going to let me know what's going on.
Bob Rob?
By the way, flying that little tube across the country, you're breathing everybody else's germies.
That's right.
That's what's happening.
Don't they say it's one of the most germ-filled environments in the world?
Everything about it. The water, the toilets, dude, everything. You're in a petri dish.
The lady in front of me got wingos and brought it on the plane.
What are wingos?
It's
like
wings.
36 wings from a place called Wingos.
Oh, my God. You're never allowed to bring hot food on an airplane.
Like the vinegar smell? Like the wing smell?
She got, look, the buffalo, your go-to.
But the vinegar. That's the vinegar that you smell with the buffalo.
It'll be okay. I have an aisle seat.
She was in the window seat in front of me.
That is just such an ober pig move.
Right?
Yeah, you know, that's worse than Chinese food, and I thought Chinese food would be the worst.
And then the lady next to me.
A bad sub can be bad, too.
Yeah,
like an
drippy
Italian
sub.
Like an Italian sub
like a
with
big
oregano
drippy.
On it.
Yeah.
So
I got it Mike's way.
Also, if you're going to be a pig and you're going to have your feast, your Thanksgiving on the plane. A Thanksgiving, by the way, less invasive. Thanksgiving meal would be better on a plane than wings, right?
Were you in a big one or a small? Were you in a 3-3? Were you in a 3-3?
Oh, no. I always get... No, 3-3. We had 3-3.
3-3.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You're in a big
joke. And the poor stewardess or flight attendant, whatever you call it.
Please say flight attendant out of courtesy to my sister-in-law.
Right. She walks by and she's like, do you need some napkins to the lady in front of me?
Do you need some cyanide tablets?
She's essentially saying... You pig.
Yeah, oink.
Right.
Like, you clearly are making everyone uncomfortable around you. At least clean up after yourself, right?
Was the woman a woman of larger carry?
No, she's as big as a pony, which is even worse.
Oh, my God. Just sucking down her wings.
And I said...
By the way, the Houston airport, I have to say this, though. Probably the best meal I've ever had in an airport. I forgot the name of the place.
Was it Papa Sue's? Papa San's?
Oh, man, what was that? No, it was the French place. It was a French place. Look it up. Houston Papadose, International Airport.
Papadou's.
Papadou's. It's Papadoux,
yes,
I think, right?
Yes. Papadou.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm 100% because they have multiples. And by the way, Mike, I had it. I went and ate there before I got on the
you
plane.
You ate at the cake?
Yeah, got
the
nice early.
Restaurant?
Oh, it's just nice.
Great chain. Really, really delicious.
I had a grilled cheese and...
that's the way when you want to treat yourself.
No, I'm sorry. Grilled chicken and sweet potato fries. Oh, no, man.
I hate sweet potato fries.
It's really
fries.
Good.
Papadou,
yeah.
Papadou. Oh,
Papadou.
I would have been okay with Papadou. She brought on Wingos and...
So hungry. We're taping two today. I'm so hungry right now.
Would you eat sweet potato fries?
I don't like sweet potato
fries. Me neither.
Why don't you ask Carla to bring
you know why I don't like sweet
meal?
Potato fries? Sweet potatoes are not meant to be fried.
Oh.
They're made to be served at Thanksgiving if you like candy for Thanksgiving.
I thought they were baked.
They can be, but they're bad. I mean, if they're fries, they should be fried. But they're a good pairing.
Do you
with those
send them back if they're not fried?
I don't order them in the first place.
Oh, you don't like them at all?
No. Mm-mm.
They're not good. I don't like them.
Hey, when
like
you're them. At Hobby Airport, Mike, try the ahi tuna and jumbo crab at Papadou.
Mike, do you
appetizers at Papadou's, baked crab and mac and cheese, crispy fried alligator, fried calamari, jumbo lump crab. I'm ready for New Orleans right now.
Yeah.
I'm ready for New Orleans right now. Get me off the plane. Papadou.
First of all, that airport is phenomenal. In and out.
It really
like,
is.
No drama.
For a massive airport,
no
it's one
drama.
Of the best in the country.
I counted. They have 54 gates, security walkthroughs. 54 in a lot. Mind you, land is no object in Houston, clearly, right?
True.
But 54 in a row where you're like, oh, I bet you that all of these are open when they have to be open.
If Carrie flew through that airport, she'd still be there because she couldn't choose. I would have to tell her, go to that one.
It was quick.
If you stop at Papadou, you can get the crawfish or shrimp at Touffet.
Oh, man.
I'd like to get the combo at Touffet.
What are you having for lunch today, Mike? The world wants to know.
Oh, I'll be having something with vinegar in it.
Really? For sure?
Yeah. Something. I'll have something frozen.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
Well, you've got to clear out your kitchen. You can't have many perishables because tomorrow's your birthday trip.
I'm on this menu right now, and if I could be bewitched and rub my nose and transport myself into this restaurant right now, I'd eat like 9 entrees. I swear to God. Yes, please give me the Texas Redfish Ponchatrain. Oh, my God.
What's a ponchatrain?
All aboard that train.
Pan-grilled redfish share with jumbo crab meat and shrimp and brown butter wine sauce. Jesus, and top of dirty rice. Holy ass, that's fucking incredible food.
Mike, you are reacting to this menu.
Mike, we're going to send you to Papa Doe with Elizabeth Montgomery.
How I react when I log on to realitykings.com, not C4, and I'm like, oh, they've posted their new videos for the day.
God, yeah, they have. So I think on their Papa Doe is a category.
There's a category on mofos.com and ladies' earmuffs. Gentlemen, you listen up.
So yeah, Dan O'Brien is invested in the show right now.
Don't break me.
Hey, Oscar, would you like a big plate of pasta Mardi Gras? Would you like some pasta Mardi Gras? Linguine tossed with crawfish, andouille sausage, and cremini mushrooms, and a marinara cream sauce topped with jumbo grilled shrimp. Jesus Christ, this restaurant's off the hook.
Wow. Is there one near you?
No.
I read the description to these videos, like you did that menu, where I'm like, oh, she's new on the scene. New starlet. Yeah, oh, she's a rising star, I see.
Can you? I know it's a bonus show, but can you, in even our bonus show parameters, describe what Don't Break Me is?
Oh, it's I would say it's like a Netflix original, but on mofos. And
a Netflix original.
It's clearly an adult.
Oscar looks at disgusting porn.
It's not. It's I would say it's.
And Rob's getting off on asking you.
No, I'm not at all.
It's women.
Can you be more specific? Well, I want to know what it is.
It is women who are on the. Who are smaller, right?
Okay.
And they meet men who are bigger.
That's the whole power. God, I don't like
and,
that.
And
like it's like Netflix for your penis.
There's lots of yoga. Thank you. Let me just say that.
Stretching.
See? You like that. See? He loves it.
He is a bigger dude.
He's a total fucking pervert. Yes. He is. He is a total pervert. He
really
is.
Paint with a broad brush, Mike. Sure.
That's why you that's log your time. I know you do, but that's standard stuff. You like the kinky stuff.
Yeah,
right?
The
nasty stuff.
Yeah,
I don't like any. I like it. I like traditional, beautiful.
Do you go retro?
Eating crawfish.
With a Bible.
No, I don't go retro, but I want attractive people that seem to like each other. I do not like anything that would be.
And
the
by
power
the way,
trip.
That is our show.
Yeah.
Attractive people that seem to like each other.
That like each other. That seem to like each other. No, it's just, I don't like anything where it's like, hey, we pull up on the side of the road, we pick a girl up at a bus stop.
I'm with you, Mike.
That's the stranded the stranded category.
Yeah, I don't like
they need a ride,
nasty.
Mike.
Yeah.
No, they need a ride.
Bad. The van.
No, I don't actually. I think the bang bus is something that's in the past.
Okay.
Now it's it's women.
It's been replaced by what? Like
that's women that are, whose phones have.
Bang Uber?
No, it's women whose phones have died, so they can't get a ride because of these services.
You know, yes. I don't know if you'd feel differently.
I need to get to Papa Doe.
You guys obviously.
Well, we could do that.
Know, in the radio career on the Big O Duke Show, you had your share of porn stars. We had our share of porn stars.
Yes.
When the closest I ever was to it is when I hung out one time with Porno Dan out in Las Vegas, Nevada.
What a magnificently great fellow.
And he introduced me to, I don't know what her name was, but she
Caden Cross,
second tier porn star. Oh. And she was so horrible a human. She was so
horrible human.
She was about, all she was about was shocking, shocking, shocking.
Okay.
And there was nothing like sexual or attractive. It was all about how bad a girl she can be. And unfortunately, in that world, that's really where it is.
Mike, I mean, this is the thing. I respect where you're coming from, and I've never had, I think,
well,
that type
of
exposure. Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, I don't have that context yet, so don't ruin my fun, you know?
But mine was not, mine was not the daughters. It was there was nothing titillating about this woman. Mm. All she was about was being, like, here's the, I want to see if I can make this clear.
Sure.
When you see these women in a film, it's not about eroticism or sex. It's about just they're practically attacking someone. And it's there's just nothing in it that
there
to
are
me,
different categories for that. You can get, unless you're looking, there's submissive categories.
Yeah, all you have to do, Mike, is find Oscar's drop down menu.
I'm saying the bad girls are.
It's not your thing.
I can't go into the great detail here. The bad girls,
I mean, it
aren't
is the bonus
about,
show.
The bad girls aren't about,
sensuality
or
teasing,
or an act of, or lovemaking or an act. What they're all about is going,
God, lovemaking.
That crap, you know what I mean? Which is just
Mike,
like, what
you want lovemaking in your pornography?
Well, I think what he wants is somewhere in the
beautiful,
middle.
I want beautiful people, and I want to feel like I'm a fly on the wall watching two people who care for each other getting it on. And
this,
it can be nasty and dirty. Mm-hmm. I don't like disgusting.
There's no nasty and dirty in lovemaking.
Yes, there is.
There can
you
be.
Can be. But
what,
I,
you guys
I
throw gravy
point,
over each other? I don't know.
My
what.
Point is, it can be intense and nasty and dirty, but when it's these, it's so gross to me when you've got the bad girls that are just like trying to be as bad as they
Mike,
can.
Mike, your
be.
New porn film is here.
Hi, how are you? Listen, I brought a pizza over. I've been watching you for about a week now. Well, come on in. And then it'll get ruined by the two girls, Ginger and Bambi, that come in. Okay? Here's Ginger and Bambi. Okay, I'm sorry. We're done with this discussion. We're not going down this road.
We're Mike, done talking.
There
here.
Is a category. It's called For Women. If you click on that, they will tell you a storyline. They'll make you feel loved.
I don't need a
story.
Now you're going too far, and you're saying storyline. I don't
know. I'm just
telling
you, next time you're
either.
On, it's For Women. And that's right. What you just described.
F-O-R or F-O-U-R?
No, women want that.
Okay.
You remember it's meant for who's women. The one Buzz liked? Andrew Blake?
Yes.
Who's Andrew
I liked
Blake?
Andrew Blake.
High quality stuff. You will be able to
pretty
share it with your partner.
Really incredible,
I don't even know
looking
is.
People.
I don't even have time to watch it anymore.
Incredible looking people. That's what it was.
Good looking actors and actors.
They're so, oh God, you know. And just
maybe you're not watching
the
HD stuff.
I don't watch it as much as you do. So I mean, you're a connoisseur. You
yeah.
Don't you actually pay for it?
Oh yeah, I pay for premium.
How much do you a year? How much a year yeah. would you say you?
Well,
lay
Mike,
out
I got on to the Cyber Monday deal. Sold me. I got four premium sites.
Because Mike, when the holidays roll around, you want to start thinking about your next year of jerking off.
For one monthly fee, I have complete access to Mofos. .com. I have complete access to Brazzers.com. Complete access to the full library going back to 2005 of Digital Playground. And then Reality Kings and the plethora of sites, including 8thStreetLatinas.com, which is in their portfolio.
I am really starting to taste my breakfast
and
right
know
about
this.
Now.
Oh this is how God. They get you, by the way.
Yeah.
If you want to watch, and I'm an HD snob, right? I don't want 720. I want 1080.
Well, no. What are you going to do with that?
I'm telling you, I got to see full
high
pixels
def or super high def.
Yes,
that's right.
You can go 4K, but I don't have a 4K television.
I've watched enough where I know that one.
Yes.
You want it in high def or super high def?
And you have to click on the settings on all these sites because the default. To the lowest definition. I was like, I paid for HD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually had to go into the settings and I had to, every time I log on, it's one more step, Mike, but it's well worth it. Go to 1080. It'll change
Mike,
your life.
He calls that the foreplay, is yeah, when well, he's actually adjusting the settings.
You've also copped to having like problems with it. Like would you consider yourself an addict?
Oh, yeah. Like, if Shannon doesn't come in with a farm animal, I'm not getting aroused.
Wow.
Like, I'm like, Shannon, you got to
do something
crazier.
Maybe you shouldn't. You know what? Don't get that Labradoodle.
You get desensitized.
No, don't get the Labradoodle, please.
I'm
no,
like,
not
hey,
anymore.
Hey, Shannon, well, she thinks I'm kidding. It's the truth.
Right. You can see all the little pellets of gravy train spelling out the word help.
Oh,
hey, Rob,
you're
know
funny.
We're going to do that Arnold thing at the beginning?
I don't think we're going to get
throw
to
that
it.
Out the fucking window and start the show. I'm going to throw up.
Try harder, babe. Use your imagination.
Show.
Just like the girls on the sites.
You have anything else you want to say?
I'm sorry, I'm just throwing that in.
All right.
Start the show, for Christ's sake.
www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey. How's Relaxathon 2003 coming along?
No complaints. Join me.
Well, what's next?
We could just watch To Kill a Mockingbird again.
Again?
Yeah, I watched it this morning. It was my favorite when I was a kid. I loved Atticus Finch.
All the girls were in love with Gregory Peck.
No, I wasn't in love with him. Well, a little, but no, I wanted to be him.
Fight the good fight, change the world.
Yeah, didn't you?
That was more Chuck's thing. But, I mean, the good news is you made it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I am. I'm changing the world by helping a mid-sized local bank become a mid-sized regional bank. Yay me. So, no luck with Miss Landry.
Oh, shoot, that bridge is burned. Ashes.
Is that bad?
There's no putting that genie back in the bottle. And I've tried everything. I sent muffin baskets to the gals. I signed them from her.
Nice.
They saw right through it. Oh, Jimmy, you're too nice. Jimmy, she doesn't deserve you. The more I try to make them like her again, the more they end up loving me instead.
Wow. Well, sounds like you've exhausted all your options. I mean, if muffin baskets don't solve it.
I don't know what else to do. I'm not good at building shit. You know, I'm excellent at tearing it down.
You know, sometimes you gotta play to your strengths.
You should stitch that on a pillow.
Oh, I will.
Oh, shit.
What is it?
Mrs. Landry.
You figured it out?
Yeah. But I really, really don't want to do it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Welcome to the TMOS Bonus Hour. We are delighted to have you with us on another fabulous bonus show. Thank you for being our P1 listeners who support what we do, ladies and gentlemen. I feel like I need to take a shower after that first segment of the program.
Yeah, but, and not made much better thinking about the way we left Chuck McGill in this episode of Better Call Saul.
I haven't caught up yet, so I'm behind on my Better Call Saul.
I know that you and I both hate the character that Lenny from Laverne and Shirley plays on Better Call Saul.
But he's so good at it.
He has a rough week, I'll just say that.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah.
Okay. Is post-car accident that we're talking about?
Yeah, she's recovering now. And
Don't say anything more. Okay, I don't want to wreck it. I don't.
So to speak.
I actually was, my wife and kid were out last evening, and they were running around, and I just turned it on, and Better Call Saul is my show.
Okay.
And she does not watch it with me, and so when they came trundling in, I got like the first, he was coming to visit her in the hospital.
It'll sadden you that it is the season finale.
By the way,
already.
I've given a spoiler alert for people that might be catching up, but you know what? I'm fucking tired of doing that, so fuck you.
Yeah.
Watch your stuff. If you think we're talking about stuff,
make
I'm sorry.
Time.
Yeah.
Like Mike and Rob do.
But I will tell you this.
Yeah, because we're so fucking lazy, asshole. Fuck you. Fuck you. How was your 7-day weekend? After your vacation. Thank you. Anyway.
It has been the season finale, and I feel that you
do
will
not
be.
Do that when two guys hold down the fort while you're away.
What am I going to do this afternoon?
I can call in Monday or Tuesday. Yeah, no, that's all right. You just go ahead and do what you need to do.
Mike, I don't have to.
Have your lunches,
Mike,
and then I'll fucking come in here and do the show.
Just
with
like
him for
you
2 days.
Don't have to do
and
the
by
show.
By the way, him has a name.
I don't have
Rob
to
Spiewak.
Go to
Thank
Houston.
You.
It's just what's best for business.
You know what? Congratulations. That's right. Everything you do is for
I like to think it was best. Right. I like to think his trip was best for Houston itself. Isn't it lucky that the city would get to have him?
My day. Do you know when I watch my television after
Mike,
8
you're,
o'clock
you are,
at night?
You are so defensive right now. Listen to you.
Yes, I am defensive.
When do you watch your television? Tell the world.
Usually after 8 o'clock when the little guy goes down. That's
just
when
like
I watch
everyone
it.
Else. If you have
like
time, they
right.
should have time.
I sit around. You know, I've mentioned I've got 44 little staples on the right side
Whoa.
That I've been recovering from here on my fucking side. I've been cut open like a haddock, for Christ's sake.
Again, it was elective surgery. You decided to do that.
Yes, because I want to make myself better. Mm-hmm. I want to make myself better than
Mike's
I was
surgery
before.
Was to make the show better, like your trip to Houston.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Direct financial impact.
It
I'm
does.
Sure.
No,
well,
full disclosure.
If he can't make it to the
disclosure.
Studio, there's going to be a hole in
his studio's in his house.
But still,
Oscar
with
is
no leg.
Rob, you've known this for a long time.
What's that?
No, we are the laziest people in the world.
Of course.
We are.
But my
only
attendance
one person
is
that knows
wonderful.
What the definition of work is.
Yeah.
There's only one person that understands what a work ethic
exactly.
is.
Exactly. And without him
His
propping
name is
us
Oscar,
up.
Oscar. And if it's not Oscar, everybody else is a lazy sack of shit.
That's right.
That's the way it goes. Gentlemen, look, you guys have had a blessed
cultivated image that I've never seen.
A blessed career. where you were gainfully employed for over 20 years.
I would say you've had a blessed career, too, by meeting me.
No! Are you kidding me? Ah, no, meeting, if anything, this is more work than I've ever done for a job.
Meeting me?
Working on
CBS. You're better than that other show you did.
Working on CBS Radio was less work than it was here with you guys.
Well, but we're doing all the things, but meeting me was a blessing for you. All
right? I don't think that's the case. It's actually...
Oh, really? Okay, then I don't think it's a case of being blessed by anybody. That's right.
I think that that's an extreme. A blessing is completely different than two partners working together.
Do you understand what you do when you conjure like this?
What am I conjuring?
Because you said you two have been blessed. Here, the whole thing, and let me make it real clear.
Yes.
The whole thing is kind of you create this image. And I've been around it. I work with the best guy ever doing that.
Are you comparing me to...
Let me just tell you, nothing is new to me, okay? Nothing you pull out of your little Bolivian bag of tricks.
Is it your first time at the rodeo?
It's not my first time at the rodeo. So when you immediately say the word, now, you two are blessed with a natural ability requiring no labor whatsoever to take a shit and make magic at the same time. But meanwhile, me, I go down to the factory and carry the iron bars on my back to get it all done. Just knock it off. Put a sock
Mike,
in it.
I'll say this, that I never had more than 3 years at a radio station. I never had a long-term contract, which in turn has forced me to always look around the corner, which I think has benefited everybody that's in my life, including my fiance, who's on full scholarship.
Isn't that one of the categories on Brazzer, looking around the corner?
I wish there was.
Here's an important thing. But it's important to point out, multiple jobs. That's fine, but at the same time, you are one of us. You have to admit that.
No.
You love the performing. You love being on. And the fact is that as much as you may want to deny it, you are in the land of DJ-dom, whether you like it or not.
I went back and pursued my MBA and successfully
when did this happen?
Graduated. Mm. So I'm
when
not,
did that happen?
I'm not one of you guys, but just simply because that sets me apart.
Of course.
I don't have the...
Isn't it amazing I found my way to work today, Mike?
I don't have the talent.
Because you're so lazy.
I honestly,
well, not lazy, but stupid. I mean, without my MBA, I could still be driving around the street.
I don't,
know we're near a Starbucks.
I don't have the talent that either of you have in broadcasting. If anything, I'm still learning.
And that's why you've had to work so hard. Because, of course, when you have talent,
that means
that everything is handed to you.
That's my point!
Everything.
You get a better opportunity.
Oscar. I never hustled in my life. I didn't program two radio stations when I was 25 years old. I never did that. I never got my degree. I didn't do anything. It's just been handed to me. La, la, la.
Mike, I'm talking about the 20-year run in radio.
What a lovely world. Thank you, God, for your blessings. Thank you for giving me these blessings where I don't have to do anything.
You're being very defensive about this. This is a compliment.
I think you're being a little defensive too.
No, I'm sitting here in my eyes. I'm giving you guys a compliment that I just didn't have the broadcasting prowess to have such a long
run.
Thank
you for that compliment. It's squarely written on the back of your hand.
And then
ladies and gentlemen,
because we're a startup, we got to grind. There's no choice. It just has to happen, which means if you go into surgery, we have to do a show. If I go on a business trip, you guys have to do a show.
When I stroke.
Right. Yeah, when he strokes out, we're going to have to do a show.
That's right.
Right.
So I'm not going to give a pat on the back for people doing shows when people are gone. It's just what we do.
I wasn't asking for a pat on the back.
You were patting yourself on the back.
No, I was just saying that, you know.
I took off on vacation.
No, well, I see. Who's being defensive now?
Well, because it wasn't a vacation. It was stressful. And it was a lot of work.
And it was hot.
It just was. Hot. I mean, honestly, I sat there and said, this is not a fun trip for one person.
Well,
it's a lot of work.
The fact is that, we revamped the studio and we changed things out here. And, you know, and the fact is, I think that would it be a safe assumption that you normally, the image that's portrayed on this show is that there's really only one person who toils away and does all the work.
I do the majority of the studio here, yes.
I think
if something needs to be re-racked or moved around or rebuilt or done something, like, it usually is.
Well, I'm not up there, so you'll have to take that up with Rob. Rob, I don't know where you line up with all of this.
Well, most of it's done on the weekend.
He built the studio.
And I'm not going to drag them in on the weekend to just watch me unscrew and screw things back in. Like, that doesn't make
sense.
That's
another category on Brazzers.
Yes. And Pony, I'm not going to drag him in. We usually do it on our downtime. They got to get home as well. So, yes, the toil does come to me when this happens.
Well, you are blessed to have that.
No,
I'd say we're all blessed and lucky.
I think we all win, but at the root of it is...
Would it be a safe assumption in saying that
yes.
when you talk about anything that you in many, many conversations, mostly with Rob, it is about his lack of initiative and your abundance of initiative. Would that be accurate?
Well, Rob has copped to the fact that he doesn't worry about anything. Like, he just does what
baby,
he needs to
you
do.
You gotta talk a little bit.
Well, I'm letting him set the table.
You're sitting there on your hands again.
I'm not.
I can't do it all on my own.
I'm letting
really
him set the table if he's going to say
it. You drive me crazy. No, I try to help you out by at least framing it for you.
But you're not Rob knows what he's good at, right? He is not good at, like, crawling under this console.
Well,
he's not.
I'm not good at violating the laws of physics.
Yes,
he's. Because crawling under them, like, really, you cannot have two things operating the
Rob,
same space.
Rob, I will ask you, since it's the only way I'm going to get it out of you.
Okay.
Does it bother you when you are constantly being accused of being lazy?
I'm accustomed to it at this point, because I know that there
is. Is that a yes or a no?
Does it bother me?
Yes.
Not anymore. Because I know that there was a day when it did bother me.
I got nothing then. I'm fine.
No. No. Because I know the truth.
I'd stab him in the eye with an ice pick.
No, don't do that, because I need my vision.
No, I hate it. When he whiffed at it today. He gave me a taste of it, like, of your stuff today. I'm not having any of it. I've been too many years, baby.
He's done this for too long.
But
I've
what
been
I'm
doing
saying,
this a long time. Yeah. I worked my ass off.
He's not going to let me come in
funeral.
And tell him what's what.
No, because
I know.
The fact is, hold on.
I wasn't
let me
doing
finish
that,
now.
By
now
the
I'm going to talk. Since you're fine with it, yes. You don't need to continue.
No, I'm not here's necessarily fine with it. I was going to explain.
You said it doesn't bother you anymore. You said bomb on an airplane.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
Right.
But what I'm saying is this. Deep down, I know the truth. I know what I bring to the show. I know that I'm a big part of this show.
Look,
and I know that when something needs to get done that I'm responsible for, it's going to get done. But he can go on in the air and talk about how it doesn't necessarily happen, or I'm lazy, or where I'm...
I didn't say any of these things.
If you say it...
I'm talking about, not specific to this conversation, I'm talking about generally.
General disposition.
Right.
General, like, okay. The general.
When it is said that I do not care about this show, that is a lie. That's an absolute lie.
I think.
But, I mean, as many times as it's been said, I can't fight it every time, because that's all I would do then. So let him say it, and I'll continue doing what I do to make the show as good as I can.
I think the show, you're fine. We're talking about the overall, like, I guess this is the logic. If I had to bet that you would walk an extra mile or go the extra mile for something that may not happen or is like, has a 75% chance of failing, but there's 25% of it actually working out.
Okay.
Like I don't think you're programmed to just go that, to just do it and see what happens.
Well, the program actually at hand is to go with the priority of chasing what is going to happen.
Yeah, but I guess that's the point. That's where I come in.
Now okay. I'm
where
getting confused.
Where I go after the outliers.
I think you two may be being too nice.
Things that may not, like that's my job, right? To
right.
say, wow, what if we did a stream? How the F do you do a stream? How can we figure out to do a stream ourselves instead of paying a contractor to do it? Can I work with Pony to figure out how to figure that out at a price point where we can, okay, it's not going to be done in 3 months, but we can
right.
do it in 6 months. That's how I work, to get
okay.
around the actual pain
well,
for
hear,
something.
We hear, all right, all right.
Yeah.
We hear how you work all the
yeah.
time.
Hmm.
To be honest with you. We
and
hear that
and we all
time.
Benefit. From
I would say that you would fall into the. I think what's lost on me sometimes is how needy you are, and I forget it sometimes because you do work.
Oh, I'm extremely needy,
and I yes. well, I forget it. I forget
yeah.
it sometimes, and I think sometimes
I would
I
actually
forget.
Like you guys to praise me more if it's possible.
I don't doubt that doesn't surprise me.
I would like
you know
that.
What
a little more
when
thank
I become
yous.
You know when I was aware of that I was I think a couple of weeks ago maybe last week. I gave you a really nice kind of prop about that, and you immediately respond like a labradoodle would
yes,
respond.
Yes.
Where,
just like
where,
a dog.
Where you do that,
yeah.
and I understand that. Now, from my background, I get it when I'm on stage at NOLA. I get it when we do Wide Open Wednesday. I get it when I five messages that come in like that. So, and I'm kind of conditioned not to need it as much as,
oh,
as
no.
you
well,
do.
My God.
I think that I would say, Mike, that you and I are also needy, but I would also say
I'm needy in a different way, though, because I was conditioned not to.
Yeah, I don't
because of
it.
A background we share. We didn't get it.
You don't
yeah,
get
no,
it.
Yeah, no. I don't,
so you get it where it comes from, and
well,
that's it.
There's a line in some TV show where they said, well, that's what, what's the, oh, God, what's the,
what is
that
it?
I just saw? Well, in the day, it was, that's what the paycheck's for.
Mm.
And,
yeah.
And I got that back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, what I respond to negativity,
mm-hmm.
where if somebody like Oscar did, will insinuate, even in the slightest mm-hmm. way, that
you have
I'm
free
not,
time.
That I'm not, you know, that I'm not doing my bit.
Mm-hmm.
That lights my candle because of the history. That's what I react.
Yeah.
I react to the history, you know. And that's what really, really lights my candle. But on a day to day basis, I think anybody that does this for a living is super needy. So the point I'm trying
remember,
to
remember, I'm
here,
needy.
And but to speak
that's
to that,
here. I think I'm
needy.
Admitting to that.
Well, I think we're
and
all
needy. The neediness comes out by saying, "Hey, you guys are blessed with a talent." Well, meanwhile, I'm out here, and when I insinuate that you were down,
chucking off
stuff,
down
well,
there.
Well,
yeah.
We were, no, I know you weren't because
right.
we're talking about why you were going to be there and do that. The thing is, though, it just sometimes, you know, Rob can handle it. I cannot.
Yeah.
I cannot accept.
Well, I've also
it's
been
very
told.
Very difficult for me to accept.
I've been told that I suck for a long time.
Well, wait, no, again,
and that's a no. And I'm not, I don't
you,
say that as
you
a joke,
don't, but you don't
think
suck.
You,
but you
yeah,
see, and I
ever
know
said
that
you suck.
But
no.
I know that. But I have been told that for a long time.
No, you don't. It's not that you suck. I think that you get hit over the head about the fact that things roll off you, and that you've got Ulcer Boy over here, and you've got Aneurysm Boy down here in Southwest Florida. We're both, you know.
Well, keep in mind, I was
how about this?
Very type A.
If you go back 20 years or 25 years, that's where my colitis started and my ulcerative colitis started.
I think the root is this. A, Mike could go back on the radio and make more money than he's ever made
mm-hmm.
doing this.
Mm.
Facts, right?
True.
I could now leave this show and make more money than I'm making here
right.
simply because of the education and my time, right?
This is going down the road
right?
to cruelty right
yeah.
here. What are you doing?
Well, this is 25 years of being told I suck.
No, I'm just saying.
And we're looking at year 26.
No, but I'm not going to speak for Mike, but the way I feel is all I'm doing is trying to grow this program. And can I finish?
Yeah, but yes. I say I agree with you.
So the rub is, because we have other options, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're staying here to build this pirate ship into a modern armada, right?
Okay. Can I just interject for a second? Because that is, and this is where Oscar and I agree, because that is the greatest prize. It may seriously, and I've climbed a few mountains in my career. That to me, and I know Oscar feels the same way, even with his educational credentials, there is something about that prize to get this thing that we do to this level, which may be, I know I look at it as one of the most, I just covet it.
I hope you don't think I disagree with you guys on
no,
that.
No. So that's it. And look, into my own, that's why, you know, here and there, like I'll take consulting meetings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll answer someone's email and say, yeah, I'll come talk to you about that. Because I think that we're doing, like, we and I and as a team, we're all doing something special.
Mm.
But when we're my point is when the mics go off, while this is fun and I love doing this, there's no denial. It what haunts me is, what's the next week's spot load like? What do we have coming up on the show? What's going to turn the meat? But that haunts me in a way where, and I wish, and I compliment you, Rob, that you have the switch that like really lets you just enjoy life and relax and say, you know what, will be, and in my eyes, I think you actually have a better outlook in the long run, because you can't control what you can't control.
I've been handed in my life a master's course in compartmentalization.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I've had to go through a lot of things. I won't spotlight them here. But you have
you're going to have to deal with the fact that Oscar and I will probably be pissed at you for the rest of your life about that.
Well, sorry about that.
Because the fact is, we do live it and breathe it. And that's, well, I mean, I've never had the... Well, Chip, I never have.
Oh my
I
God!
I don't possess it.
I take Ambien, thanks to Shmammy.
I don't know what it's like to be like that.
This is so great.
I don't know what it's like to be like that. I've never. I don't think, and I look back on it and I wonder, I don't regret it. I don't regret sweating all everything of taking everything personally. Now listen, when I say that, I think it's really important. I don't look at it where the same way I used to, where I want to scorch the earth with someone that's trying to gain
right.
the same thing. I've gotten better at that. But the fact is, I do. I sweat it all. I sweat it all. And it's tough. And so when Oscar and I butt heads about that, and you say, you know, you're in the afternoon, or it'd be the same thing if I said, hey, what are you doing? The worst thing you can say to Oscar Santana is,
I'm jerking off in the afternoon.
Would you spend the afternoon, riding your bike?
Yeah, right.
Boy, must be nice to have that free time. Yeah. Then the hair on the back of his neck stands up.
Well, I ride my bike so I don't have a heart attack.
But do you honestly, he's defensive.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to.
You said something that you wouldn't say, and he's responding to something you wouldn't say.
You're not the only person that's asked this. Like, they're like, hey, man, you got a chance to ride your. Must be nice. I said, yeah, I imagine must be nice being up at midnight writing thank you notes.
And there are two different. And people are like this. There are different schools of thought. There are the people that say to themselves, you know, I want to make sure no one thinks that I'm chilling for a second. And then there are the other people that say, you know,
I think there's a difference here. That if I really wanted to let people know how busy I was in my life, I would tell people on social media.
Sure.
Love saying thank you to clients after meeting them. Like, people do this shit all the time on the web. I'm like, you're doing your fucking job. You really telling me that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The only
listed I'm home. Yeah, after I'm home.
Yeah, I just got home after 19 hours of working. Good for you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's your choice, right?
Well, the way I look at it too is that it just and the reason this whole discussion started is this, like, when you say you're doing that, I have to throw this factor in too.
Yes.
I have never in my adult life, and this is not really related to the show or anything, I don't think I've ever experienced cabin fever like I've had in the last month. I have been, I am so out of my mind.
You gotta be.
To get out and just experience.
Is it worse than
life.
The first one?
It's worse in that I'm probably making a better recovery. And the fact is, I just want to do
stuff.
He sees
the finish line.
Yeah. I want to get out.
And he feels better than he did on the first ability. Yeah.
So I've got that. Throw that into the mix. So
you're also not back in the hospital. Remember that when that happened?
Oh, yeah.
On this day, that's the way it happened.
Oh, yeah. I remember when Shannon was like, what's going to happen? Like, if we were really preparing for the best and the worst.
Yeah.
Before the surgery. And Rob and I talked about it off air. And we talked about this, Mike, what we were going to do. Mm-hmm. And I sat there and I said, well, look, I was like, if something happens to Mike or he needs to have an extended extended stay at the hospital,
right,
we're just going to continue doing shows,
right,
and make sure that the ship, like we did with Buzz before he left us, was gone for a month.
I just like to point out that my work ethic is stronger than it's ever been, and that's why I will be taking Fridays during the summer. Thank you very much. Thank you. Just
again,
to point that out.
Something that we want to make sure you have when you were with your family.
Right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yes, I'm very, very excited. No, we all in our own. That was a joke. But it's the truth.
It's the truth.
The fact is, but it really wasn't my idea, was it, Rob?
No, actually.
It was our idea.
Our idea.
Yeah, because what ended up happening last time we went to Maine, because you have so much family up there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, it just really became a conflict, not because the show's a conflict, but.
We also have to point out the letters have been coming into me that are saying, we love Mike, but could we have a couple more shows with Rob and Oscar?
Yes.
That's what's
I don't get
that's
any of
the
that.
Real reason that we are.
I get it like, when's Mike coming back?
It requires, this is our restaurant.
Yeah.
This is our store.
We can't be Jimmy Cerrito and go on tour.
This is our show. No.
We can't follow Ozzy across America.
No. The fact is that...
going to Baltimore to see Metallica. I'll be back in 4 days.
You want to talk about a man that can... You think that guy's capable of compartmentalizing? Do you think he can do that?
No, all the compartments are filled with vodka.
Imagine you or I...
Yes.
...spending hundreds of thousands of dollars... expanding our nut, really making a realizing that we were going to have
a four-year project.
I would love to do that. If we could take a small business loan and build this thing, that'd be amazing.
But it's Jimmy, and you know what? Why sweat
Jimmy
that?
Also took 5 years to do that somehow. I mean, you have to start paying it back on that sixth year, Jimmy.
We could build an extension studio if we baked our own bricks and do it faster than Jimmy did on his wing. I mean, we could have Egyptians with straw and mud. We could have them trudging in the pits.
Somebody asked me. They said, "Oh my God!" It was this. It was a listener that was in Houston, right?
Right.
We were going back and forth. He's like, "Hey, I'm just wondering, how long did it take you guys, and how long have you been planning to build that DC studio?" And I said, "Well, Mike just walked in the living room one day, said I'm moving to Florida," and I said, "Oh my God, we have to build something."
Yeah, and then it was also, do they still do ISDN lines?
Yeah.
Because we'll need that.
One of the things about us, we are, I don't know if you wanted to, because as both of you know, friends of mine within the industry have asked me about how we do this, how this is accomplished. And I think, unfortunately, to do this overnight, to just say, wave a magic wand and start a business like this, when you consider apps and streaming,
you couldn't pay someone to do that. Like, you'd have to pay them for their time as well.
It was not a slow build.
It's not easy.
I mean, yeah.
I had to come in and do it overnight.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Like, I would come in here at 7:30 p.m., leave at 3 or 4 a.m., like a little ant building.
For 5 weeks, you fought a ground hum. I remember that? Yes.
Oh, my God. I wanted to blow my brains out.
Mm-hmm. But
blow my brains out.
As getting back to the original thing, this is why we listen to the people that are listening to the bonus content.
Who are listening and learn, people, and privy to this conversation. Spend more
money
with
us. Guys, this is why when you hear us talking about everything, every little bit helps, and subscribing to this content helps us. And we are a mom and pop operation in a world of juggernauts, and we like it that way. And as Oscar mentioned, that's kind of why we're doing it this way, because it's just ultimately more satisfying to do it this way. And you know what? And Rob might not care right now, but when we get there, he'll care.
He does care, Mike.
Well, he cares about
it.
How can I even respond to that? Because I've been hearing that my entire life. But I let it roll off.
Because you can't defend us, but you care about the performance.
Yes.
You care about the show, but as far as the stuff that gives us ulcers,
I think we also
got the ulcerative colitis.
We have done a better job.
And that's when Buzz's stomach blew up. And that's when you got yours as well.
Yeah. I think to date.
But stress doesn't cause
it. We're going into our eighth year, right? And this is a lot of inside baseball.
Writing was on the wall for me when I was when I wanted to be back in town with the birth of my first child, and a trip to Ireland was scheduled. The dream trip that I'd always wanted, and specifically scheduled. If I look back and we're accurate,
I believe you're right.
Specifically scheduled for that particular reason, to make it. It was that way. It was a weird world that we lived in, and stuff like that eats you alive. We do not live in that world anymore. And thank God for that.
We don't. And I also think that we're doing a better job of supporting each other instead of just destroying each other.
You have to.
When there are new challenges, when you have, and if I got to be frank here, like this podcast landscape, like we were fucking lucky, and we had the foresight and the vision to get into this, and Mike had to take a leap of faith when I remember sitting at Uno's Pizzeria in Manassas, Virginia.
Sure. Sell him on it.
With his wife, and they're both wearing Red Sox jackets, and I was like, "You guys going to a game? Wow. What's going on?" And I was
like, "Now we're just being a he said she said."
Yeah. and I remember coming after my office job and explaining what a podcast was, so everybody
had
took
no
a leap.
Idea.
Neither did I.
I always thought it was a guy in their basement. That's why the first show that I still remember when I talked about it, you know, the I'm not one of you speech is one of the things that, and it just was, it's gratifying. It's still gratifying to come in and do it.
We're growing, though, doing the show.
Yes.
But then there's so many, like I knew there was a lot of shows like that were monetizing.
Right.
That landscape now, like mm-hmm. I got to see a board this past weekend of shows. And I remember.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my.
It's
like a friggin' warehouse.
Yep.
But it's like cable TV and it's like everything. There's so many people have more and more.
There's so much money out there. And by the way, for those of you, you know, that really want to know about this business, in soon enough, around the corner, Apple is releasing a new, essentially, podcast app.
Okay.
That's going to give all these advertisers, or give you, or the podcaster, metrics to give the advertisers that are going to revolutionize the way that we do business. Because it's going to
open. Now I'm getting stressed.
It's going to open. It's going to look. It's going to be.
Are we positioned okay for that?
No. Well, Mike, we have such a great, loyal listenership that we're going to be fine.
Do. Yeah.
We're blessed with that. And that is truly blessed.
But it's going to really, it's going to be a watershed moment for podcast producers, because you will no longer just be paid on clicks. You will be paid on your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so and watch.
And we're grateful
like,
for
it's going to happen. Yes. So
and we have a loyal audience.
And we've been and
we
doing this for years. But it's, I mean, and it, what that's also going to do, Mike, is it's going to open traditional advertisers outside of just direct response to say, oh, those numbers are coming from Apple. They're not coming from a third party.
Mm-hmm. They're direct and they're real.
Yeah, so verified. Since they're real, they're going to jump into these online mediums like podcasting.
Well, what that tells me is whatever you do, don't disable your mouse keys. Anyway, no, I did that last night. I'm sorry.
How would you disable your mouse keys?
Has anybody ever, have you ever done that on your, have you ever been, all right, I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Okay.
I have been on, ever since my video game moment went south, I have been looking for something, you know, of a video game to take my mind away. And I've been on a flight simulator kick.
Right.
And yesterday.
And you're not new to that. You've followed those for years.
I've loved flight simulators. Yeah. I like flying planes. And the fact is, yesterday I downloaded a new app that was pricey, like $59. So I wanted to watch the demo before
shit.
I bought it.
Wow.
So I did not purchase it. And I downloaded, which took just a tremendous amount of time. I downloaded the demo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, within the demo, they said you can use a joystick. Well, I don't have a joystick for the Apple that I have for the
Mac. No, why would you carry something else?
Use the mouse. Well, whatever I did with this demo to try to fly this fucking plane, I got back to I ended up not buying it, and I discarded it because there was just too much space there, mm-hmm. and I threw it in the trash. And then when I went to use my keyboard again, like about 100 of the keys weren't working. So something I had done in this little flight simulator demo, and
you probably clicked OK on something, and it changed the config.
I enabled
right?
or disabled whatever. The rest of the afternoon was spent in a state of terror, realizing this is the computer I use for this show. What the hell am I going to do? And I'm going through the world of technological explanation, which is normally on a message group
right.
or a chat
the
room.
Oh,
which
did,
is just
did this answer
land.
Help you?
This
oh,
is what
fuck
you need
you,
to
fuck
do.
You, fuck you. Finally, I go to the mother source. I
YouTube?
Go to the Apple Corporation.
Ah,
I love YouTube.
And it's like, chat with us right now. Give us your phone number and we will call you back. What is your email address? And I'm like, okay, I put my email and I can't write it in because my keyboard doesn't work. But I finally scratch out my phone number and they call me back and then they put me on hold.
Okay.
And during that time, they put up a little screen that says, while you're waiting for this particular issue, try this. And Lord knows, I went through like 20 different solutions, got inside of my own computer and was able to actually fix it myself.
God bless you.
A technological
hey, look at you.
Fix.
Yeah.
And I danced into the
That's
bedroom. Carla looked at me like I was a crazy man because I'm like, I did something technological without anybody helping me. That is after.
That's how you learn, though.
Yeah.
It is how you learn.
That's
and it's
exactly
the way,
how we all learned.
Once again, bringing it back full circle, it's kind of what we do on this. You
yeah,
know,
you got to do it on your
miss,
own.
Doing our own things.
Yeah.
And it's ultimately more satisfying. Is it more rewarding financially? Time will tell, but the fact
right.
is, it is rewarding to be able to do all this work, and I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know,
look,
kind
the
of
idea.
Rambling about
no,
the
no,
process
but the idea, and I can't, and I really a lot of the credit goes because an idea is worth dog shit unless you execute it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
just the truth.
But Todd Moore,
I remember
2014.
But I remember talking to Pony about the streaming side. I want to
say, Todd say that though? Didn't Todd say, "Hey, listen"? Anybody can have an idea.
Yes.
You have to
no,
put the work
he's
in.
He's absolutely right.
To implement the idea.
Yeah. Right. And a year ago, I remember saying, Pony, we should really look into the streaming options. And yeah, it took fucking time. And it was, I'm sure, not fun for all of us having these conversations
right.
after two shows on a Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody put their they invested, and we learned how to do something that you would usually pay someone at the very low end $30K to set up for you.
Right.
Yeah, we do a lot on, and we make it work on our own. And it's also why I value. I know it, I hate to bring the restaurant parallel, but I value people that are the do mom and pops in this franchising and big box storing of the world. When you get this, and it's kind of why when I look at, even though it's big money, a television program or something, it's just there's so little out there that's not the mauling of America. That's
right.
Just not being snatched up by the bigger guy and the bigger guy and the bigger guy. I mean, Amazon, we have an affiliate program with Amazon. But the bottom line is they're one of the biggies. And when they snatch up the grocery stores, I grew up in a world a million years ago where you had a local grocer and a local drugstore.
Yep.
And it was just blissful. There are very few things that one can do as an entrepreneur where you actually have a mom and pop situation where it's a small business, and we are a tiny, teeny little business.
It might have been Angie Goff when she was just talking about podcasting offline when she was here last week, right? And she had some decent insight. We're going back and forth about it, and she said, well, and she knows the structure of a newsroom or a radio station, right? She's like general manager, and you've got all this. I said, you can't look at it that way. This is a startup. If you looked at it that way, then the talent would be talent, and then who's doing the rest of the management job?
Right. It doesn't fit into that template.
It's a startup, and one person cannot be one title. One person has six titles, and it's a startup.
And that is the joy of what we do, because the fact is that we have been in the other side of it. And also, I think of all the independent filmmakers and TV producers and people that never see the light of day. They never see their project get through the ridiculous tears of people that all have opinions and we don't have that filter structure.
Like,
so we can throw things and stick to the wall. And the only people we answer to is the audience, and that is blissful for us, and we're able to respond.
Except for Dan Town.
Fleet of foot, Dan Town.
Oh, we dear. Don't yeah, why just, must
we,
you
we,
say
we
his
tolerate
name?
Him. Also,
right.
I think it's interesting that even like Angie, she sees this process and how creative, and Tony does as well. Like all these people.
Yeah, that's why they gravitate to it.
Right. Exactly. Just and so much fun.
And the thing is that the challenge is to make it viable, and that's every day of our lives. Mm-hmm. Where Oscar and Mike and when we worry about it, every day. And
I appreciate the fact that you do. Thank you.
That's just a dig.
Thank you.
That's it. I wish I could compartmentalize. It would make me. It would make me happy. I think I've gotten better at compartmentalizing.
You're a joy.
You're actually happier now.
I'm a joy. Thank you.
Especially since you've had little Michael. Like that's changed your entire perspective.
I agree.
Life.
Yeah, I do agree.
The biggest surprise, if anybody asked me, and we should probably button this up because we've really gotten into the weeds with this. The biggest surprise in my life is that I still care about it as much as I do. I'm stunned by that. I'm stunned that after all this, and it tells me that if you have an idea and you think you can hang in there and you do this this wonderful entertaining job that we have, it can really keep you chugging along. Mm-hmm. I love it. I don't ever process anymore the way I did even when I was on radio. When I was on radio, I'm sorry, folks, I'll tell you the truth. When I was on radio, I was always thinking about that big golf course down in Florida and spending my days doing that exclusively. Mm-hmm. And I still have moments where I'll look out there and the guys that get out there and are there all day long and hang. But you know what? Ultimately, they're not happy because they're not doing something that's interacting with other people.
No, they're not
really
creating.
Working.
No, is it not? Is it truly their passion? No, this is our passion.
Those guys out there are waiting to die.
I think, you read about
it. And we're also waiting for them to die.
You read about it. You see this. But I still... I always thought when you would hear the people that were performing that would talk about that fire in their belly and how that keeps them going and that's the way they do it. Oh, my God. Here I am living it. I never dreamed that. I never thought that I would be doing this particular work no matter where it is and doing it. Now, do I like doing it where I do it? Absolutely. That makes it. But the actual process of doing this and how serious we all take it and how I still enjoy every inch of it and doing it and making it bigger and better, that's the biggest surprise for me. So with that said...
If you are a Bonus Show subscriber, God damn it, I want 10 people. And I want 10 go people find next week. I want 10 people. Go out and grab them.
If you're listening to this right now and you didn't steal it, you're doing your part.
Thank you.
God but do you. A little more.
Well, yeah, yes. You know what? Work
recruit,
hard.
Recruit. Come
I
on.
Take all that back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Work
yeah. So we
harder.
All
recruit.
We all do it. And you know what? I
thank
know
you,
we're
way.
All needing. I hope that I give both of you sufficient praise as well as the crap that I give both of you. I hope that I
don't
I hope
think
I
it. I don't think it okay. levels out.
Let's look you at Lady Liberty holding the
you yell at
the scales of justice,
a
Lady Justice.
All right.
Remember when you yelled at Adam earlier? Today?
You know what? You listen. The job both of you are doing it is a you're doing okay.
Yeah. You know what?
You're
don't get
strong.
DGH.
DGH. Yeah.
Don't get happy.
Pony, you are consistently hitting it out of the park.
Yeah, you're doing great, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah, especially on the music show this week that we recorded.
You murdered.
That
you
was your best feedback. 23 seconds of the year.
Rob and I sweating our balls off trying to come up with clever ideas to talk up 500 records. Pony gets in for 23 seconds of anime, and people go batshit on the internet.
Mike, let me quote.
I gotta live with that reality every fucking day of my life.
Let me quote one of our great American presidents.
Well, this is obviously a fuck up.
I think it's real, Rob. Too many. I got one. I think I got more than one on the show. But
yeah,
we need a palate cleanser, Rob, and we only have five.
All right. Do you want to talk
show.
About good/bad news for your son? Or since we're talking radio, this might fit better. The five ways you can spot a psychopath.
I would like the five because I'd like to know if we have any of those qualities.
Oh, I think we will determine that at this point. There
right,
are five ways. This comes from lifecoachcode.com. Mm-hmm. The five ways to spot a psychopath. The five most accurate signs that someone has psychopathic tendencies. Number one, they have enchanting personalities.
Mm-hmm. Right, I got to give myself that.
Yeah. I think we're all pretty enchanting.
That. Definitely.
I mean, we're personalities. It's in the job title. We're personalities.
Thank you.
Number two, they are pathological liars.
I'm not, but I've been around it, and
I've seen it, and we have some that
Mac
intern
Mac.
Yeah.
Do you think he really got that job in that text, or is he lying in the text?
Did he get his job at the place?
A spoiler alert: he got the job.
Ooh. Are we going to talk about it tomorrow?
An all lowercase text.
Yeah, and he said, "I have to talk to you about the discount. Apparently, the situation."
Yeah, the general manager is listening, and he heard that segment, and so we need
Mac,
to talk about
he's
that.
Lying
I,
about that.
I don't.
He's
want,
lying about that.
Mac,
that's a lie.
I don't
you know that's
see. Here's the thing: psychopaths cannot help themselves when it comes to lying. They lie compulsively, even when they don't benefit from
and
it.
And I also, Mac, I know you don't pay for this, but you have access somehow. Mm-hmm. I don't want the discount. I just like seeing you squirm when I'm talking about it.
But the thing about Mac is the way even in a
I'll
text.
I'll take it if I can't get it. Though.
Even in a text, he's a joy kill.
Yeah, he's
because
like.
Because you're like, I got the job. Mm-hmm. I need to talk to you about the discount.
He's afraid
there's a situation.
He's afraid of us talking about his new job.
Yes.
And I will honor that. Yeah. Okay, what's
but
the next
the new job, I will say what it is. I won't say the title. But it is with Brazzers.com.
There it is. And you know what? Speaking of the pathological lying part, that is, we've been around that, and that is definitely a tell.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How about this? A sign of being a psychopath. Psychopaths value themselves far above other people.
Oh, that's selfish, man. Yeah.
There we are.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
They consider themselves superior or better than normal, ordinary people around them.
Yeah.
The common person to them is more or less a plaything.
Oh,
yes, other
man.
People are pawns.
Yes, exactly.
Mm, yeah.
Like, you know.
Marionettes.
A marionette puppet.
Yeah, sometimes I have to like sort of, I have to analyze Rob's content a little bit to just get it there. This one, I'm just enjoying this.
This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're probably enjoying this together.
A whole bunch, Mike. Yeah, I printed this out and I said, you know who's going to like this? Mike.
Yeah, okay.
This is Mike. Please. This is content I care about.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't need to compartmentalize this.
Yeah, we're
number
talking
four.
In kind of code right now. Yes, go ahead.
We've been through a lot. They will make you feel guilty or make you feel like you owe them a favor.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Psychopaths pick up on small details about a person or personality and behavior and then use that as a tool to insinuate themselves into that person's inner circle of trust. Isn't that something?
That's like
hey, I'm Mel Allen. Like how about that?
How about that?
Blackmail.
How about that?
This is stunning.
Psychopaths have the advantage to pick up on subtle cues about a person and their vulnerabilities and play on them. That's all part of number four.
Yeah,
I'm just going to sit here quietly.
Right. Number five, The list closes with number five, Mike. How about that?
Okay.
Number five, they don't feel guilt or empathy. So to recap, if you know someone with a dazzling personality that's a pathological liar that values themselves higher than you, makes you feel guilty or like you owe them a favor, and they don't feel guilt or empathy about it, guess what? They're a psychotic asshole.
Wow. Oh, man. Well, it was a hell of a run. Anyway, that's it, people. That's Thanks awesome. For joining us for another episode of
TMOS. That
TMOS.
Was fun. So are we going to do the Arnold bit or not?
No, the Arnold bit has been tabled for today.
That's
I'm sorry.
Sad, right?
Table.
I'm very, very sorry. We ran out of time. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock
what?
The live 24/7 TMOS stream.
The hell?
All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's.
Yeah, I don't care.
Long suffering Rob with two B's at Michael.
Send it or not, I don't fucking care.
Well, you got France out of it. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007.
I feel Thanks guilty about that.
Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, I just wanted to take this time out to say thank you to all the people who purchase our bonus content. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus hours are a little extra something we do for you each and every week. And those that support us by purchasing our bonus show content really make the show fly. Thanks once again for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour.
Come down for moose soup after.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.